It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
All right.
Sorry, I was reading a text.
What was it about? Tracking?
It was about my mom's obituary.
Oh.
Sorry, dude. There were some edits that needed to be made. It's not like there was something wrong. And I'm like, no, I don't think there was anything wrong in what I wrote. And they're like, no, it wasn't you. Okay.
Just checking.
It's a weird thing to write an obituary. Not that I want that to be the subject of the 24-7. But it's a weird thing to write.
I don't know if we had the discussion with you or if it was on the air or not. We were talking about it.
I felt pretty good about what I did in the end, but it was kind of pressure-filled.
What do you mean?
You got to sum up somebody's life in four paragraphs?
Yeah.
That's what you feel.
It was. Now I know what it was. Laura had talked about how she's already done hers because she I'm starting to remember. You
can't
weren't
let
here.
Anybody else do anything?
You weren't here. And
she said that before.
It talked about is somebody was reading the obits and
because we did a segment on you're not old, but I and we were somebody
People
called
were
and said
I
read the obituaries and I said Kelly is Brown is he says he does it, I do it too, mm-hmm. And the whole writing my own and I haven't. It's not writing your own. It's especially if it's like I had said, if I walk out of here, get hit by a bus, that's a tragic no time to think people around me aren't processing probably things real quick. And then it's just easier to fill in the blanks. Laura Boyce lived here, went to school here, did this for work, died. And you read a lot of obituaries like that. The ones that have more meaning and more things put into them. And listeners were writing to me saying, my mom and I, she knew she was going to pass, or my dad and I, we went through things that she or he would want in there. So there wasn't a part of their story that was left out. And I think that means more than just filling in the blanks.
And I was saying that I had some family members that had to write one for a family member. And then they told me the cost of what it cost.
In the paper.
And I said, well, first off, I'm going to go with radio because it reaches more people and it's free. So immediately.
It's not free.
No, it's not free. But what I'm saying is if something happened to me, you guys got on the radio tomorrow and said da-da-da-da-da-da, it's free and it's reaching more people.
He's like, that's what it
is. It's like $700-$800 for an obit.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know what? We're not doing it. The funeral home handles it.
Yep.
And
I found that out, I said, there's absolutely no need for that type of money to be spent on that. That's how I felt. Like
a lot of people have that set aside in their, you know, their policy and what they have planned. And it's nothing about, oh, you got to control it and put. I would hate to have to burden somebody with figuring things out, especially if
even after death, you're doing things for other people.
But no, I mean, you think
what I just said is true though?
But I also want me to actually, I want it to be about me and not fill in the blanks. Like if there's something that they left out that was important to me, I'd be kind of like, if there is and I'm looking down going, shit, they left
if
that
they
out.
They feel rushed, they got to get it done. And maybe, you know, there's something in there that you wanted. I haven't done this, but maybe I should.
I'm just simply saying that you're even in afterlife, you've already thought ahead of time and are doing things to help benefit other people.
And it's only because I read them. I get the Sunday paper. I still read them, and sometimes it makes me sad, and I'm like, oh.
But do you ever feel, and when it all really comes down to it, not you, but I'm saying you, what were you?
Right, and that's why I think that
so
there's...
So when it really comes down to it, I was a dad, a husband, a smartass on the radio, a drummer. There's really no need for a
It's not that simple.
But
I don't think there needs to be a humongous When we start getting,
well, you want people reading it that are friends and loved one of yours to get a sense and hey, yeah, that's who he was. He was kind of funny, blah blah blah.
That's more than what you
know.
Just
you
said.
Don't want somebody just reading it like they're reading the ingredients on.
So
it is to him. He doesn't mean obituaries obviously don't mean a lot to him. But even me and Kelly, you said you read them too. When you read one, that's a you get a sense, and that's what I think it is. It's you get a sense of who that person was and what their family thought of them, and that's what I like about reading a good obituary. I know it sounds strange, but it's like reading their story from the time they were born till the time they passed.
Yeah, I'm not criticizing. Like, wow. I'm not saying a word. This conversation happened because I was reading a text at the beginning. He said, "What's it about?" And then he started making jokes, and I'm like,
"I made a
joke
about
my mom's obituary."
Was somebody complaining that you were tracking them? And he's like, "No."
No, I wrote it. I wrote it yesterday, submitted it, and then they came back to me today and they said there were errors. I'm like, in what I gave you? And they're like, nope, the errors were made after. But anyway, so it's fine. You know.
Wait, so now,
I was given a framework.
I was given the
school years and that stuff and, you know, listing all the family. Look, a lot of it doesn't need to be in there. It just doesn't. Like, okay, well, here's where my mom worked and stuff. And,
but
you know,
did you go up? So you have a lot of family members.
I named all the kids.
No, but did they all read it and say, because I can't.
Yes, my brother and sisters all read it.
Because then I would think, like, what if one sister was like, oh, mom would have loved if you put this in there about her?
How much she loved gardening.
We added some things. Yeah. We added. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Like, that's something where you're telling her life story.
But I mean, look, there's the thing is when you're writing an obit, you know, it's like, okay, here's my mom. She lived this many years. This is how she passed. She was predeceased by her family, her dad and mom. You name the names, her brother, or sister, and predeceased by a couple of great grandchildren. And then she had X amount of grandkids. You know, I mean, you know, I couldn't name everything. It's like friggin' our family totals 60.
Yeah.
60.
You guys just.
I'm not listing 60 names in an obit.
You guys and just you don't love have to, but.
Huge bangers, man.
I'll tell you what, the Kretschmars, you know how they stay warm in the winter?
But
they bang.
I talked about what she loved, and I talked about her smile and affecting and having an impact on people and her spirit of community and that kind of stuff. So I did write that stuff. But I don't know. I mean, look, it's not poetry, and for me, it's beautiful in its own way, but it's really tough to make it fun. I don't mean fun in the fun way, but you wanted to give, like, let my people know my mom had a sense of humor.
Yes, I think that's very funny.
You know, so,
But I think you get they just put, you know, obviously Greg, he's from the Morning Buzz, he likes photos, but like put something like, and he had a tree in Rollinsford that meant so much to him.
And he was afraid of chickens.
Like he hated talons and the beaks, but there's things like little pieces that you can just put in that gets the person reading it thinking about their character and who they were.
I don't know how I did. Everybody in the family seemed to like it, so that's really all I care about.
Now you're a wordy guy, though. I can see where you do a good one.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Wordy means too much.
No.
That means.
I don't mean it that way. I mean it is you're going to.
I'm good with words.
You are a wordsmith.
Good with your words. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I didn't want to. I wasn't planning on talking about the obit, but
I'm gonna probably just go with radio because it reaches more. And
I'll put you on my community spotlight.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
I
appreciate
that. Do I run the eulogy by you guys too? Do I do that?
Oh.
No, that's a you and your family thing.
I was kidding.
And I didn't say you had to run that by us, but I walked in when we had. I don't want to be bashed for trying to make sure.
I'm not bashing you, but sometimes you read some of these and you go, you know, they could have saved some money. Well, and you go, let's be honest.
Look, I'm not paying $700 for an obit. That is absolutely astounding. That's you're paying more for an obit than they are for ads. Full page ads in the goddamn newspaper. Yeah. Okay,
and
nobody's
honestly,
reading the newspaper.
And honestly, the paper should be ashamed of themselves.
It's because
that.
it's
for taking that.
Yes, it's ridiculous the amount of money.
Yeah,
it's crazy. You know, used to be like, well, you know, newspapers aren't the size that they used to be, and blah blah blah. All right, anyway.
My Sunday paper comes on Saturday.
All right, so there's that. You're reading 3 day old news.
We can't even afford to pay somebody to work on Sunday.
You're reading 3 day old news in a lot of newspapers. Sorry, but you know it's true, okay? Because all these daily papers now are weekly ones. But whatever, it is the world we live in. Unfortunately, I used to love to read the paper, read it every day. So, all right, So we didn't get to some news during the course of the show. What's the answer? Out of 1,000 single women, you got 1,000 single women lined up, Kelly Brown. They're all your age, okay? This is a question that was asked in a news article I put aside, asking straight men, out of 1,000 single women your age, how many women do you think would be attracted to you?
No idea. I mean, geez. I mean, I guess you'd hope for 50%. I have no idea.
500 women?
I think, Kelly, personally, I'm going to put Kelly well into the 600 or 700 category.
Yeah, no, you're a good-looking guy.
And they
you
are. Now, we're not. They're not going deep. Okay, we are.
Right, so they look at me going,
neither is Kelly.
No,
wonder why.
No, see, so here it is, Kelly. This is how what I feel. 600 to 700 mm-hmm. women are going to be into you till they do a little bit of research, realize that you're...
That's what I thought. Yeah.
They look at your everything.
Yeah,
they look at you.
Then,
that's all right.
But right now, your looks still very much rock. Kelly, I think you're going to knock it out of the park.
You are in only 14% of the men asked gave a number higher than 100.
Well, I said, yeah, I guess you shoot for 50%.
Yeah.
You know, you should always shoot for at least that much.
That's five times higher than what the most confident men said. Yours was five times higher. 100 people.
But I know.
You said, hoping for five.
And because I also take it upon myself that I know and meet a lot of people, and they're like, oh, my God, that Kelly. And I'm like, yeah. But yeah. It's like when you buy a car online. They're only showing you the good angles. They didn't show you it's been rear-ended.
I have some rust spots.
They're not showing you the engine's gone. But from the road, it looks fantastic.
What about you?
Five.
How many?
Five.
I was going to say four for me.
Five girls.
Four, maybe five.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Four, maybe five.
What? Go up higher than that.
Oh, five girls.
Okay. Four girls is a lot.
I've only had five in my life.
You know.
Okay.
But you said in your age group.
In my age group.
Your age.
How many are you going to think I'm attractive?
Yeah.
Look, I'm just being honest. My number was probably 10 or lower. Easy. Yeah.
At how many?
1,000.
And you only want, you guys.
I didn't say I want.
Yeah, see, no,
they want him. That want him.
I understand
Let me
that.
Say that.
But there's
all right. Do you jump in and tell me how fucking ugly I am?
Well, look, but what did you just do? I said I think five girls would be interested in me.
Yeah.
And what did you say? I think four.
No, I think four for me.
1,000.
You jerk.
I thought you were coming after me.
No.
Okay.
It wasn't.
There's 1,000 women, guys. You guys have to really. Come on, you guys.
Look, I think I'm a good guy. I hope I'm a good guy. I just don't know if I'm the guy that gets picked out of the lineup.
I'm short, a little on the heavy side, long hair. You know, now, okay, so I think each one of those things brings in the number. Short. There's how many women are going,
no,
I only want to be with a tall man.
I'm a little big.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
But
okay.
Okay.
But I'm a worker. I will take care of you.
Okay. If I was
what he can't do, his tongue can. That's what my buddy's saying.
Yeah, well, whatever. Yeah, yes. I'm going to take
care
of you.
There's 1,000 women. You guys would get way more than those numbers.
That's nice of you to say.
I feel at this point, five.
Laura, almost half of the men are in the same zone we are. 42% of the men answered 1 to 25 out of 1,000.
Yes.
I am again.
They're asking a bunch of losers.
Maybe out of 1,000, we could
get
25.
More
maybe,
than 25. I'm thinking hundreds. Yeah.
That's very
guys.
Nice of you. I don't feel that way.
I believe with Kelly, yes,
Laura.
Because there's a lot of women out there. They want to like you.
Yep.
They want to take something broken and fix it.
I don't want to be fixed.
But somebody could look at you and say, okay, he looks broken. I want to fix him.
You're right.
Okay, so then there you go.
But what I'm saying is, I think Kelly will fall into that category. Good-looking guy. And then the other ones are going to go, you know, he's broke. I can fix him. That's why I
don't mind being fixed.
I think they're going to go for Kelly because he is a good-looking guy. And then they're going to go, fuck, this guy needs to be fixed.
I'll be honest with you. This guy, I don't know who hit him with a wrench.
Holy shit.
He is dumb.
I'm giving you guys all hundreds.
He's
like, you guys are going to get hundreds of women would think you were cute. For each of you has a different reason. Like,
I've been with Kelly. They're going to say, I've been with Kelly for 3 weeks. He's left the groceries on top of the car like four times. You know what I mean? That's what's going to happen with Kelly.
But this is just
open.
Like a lineup. You don't think hundreds of women be like, oh, he's cute. I like his long
hundreds?
Hair. Oh, he's cute.
I'd have a hard time with.
I'll give you 25. 20 and
you guys
50.
Are.
I'm giving Greg 21.
A lot of Star Wars fans, really.
I'm a female, and I'm telling you that you guys would get
That's very
way look, more than that.
I'm also I've been out there, and I know that you know. How many women are not into shorter guys? I'm taller than Amy, yeah, so she looked at me as, oh, he's taller than me. And
he's a drummer, so he's not smart.
But you were also...
No.
No, but I think you have... You can't judge by you getting into the dating world because of who you are. Totally different.
Okay.
These are women who don't know who you are. Let's assume they're women who don't know who you are.
And
that's why I
you
said
guys
four.
Have... No, that's why you guys have better chances.
Yeah. You're right. There are what they... Star fuckers.
Point is...
Girls that want to be with people that are famous.
The point is...
We're going to get those.
Laura, only 14% of all the men, 14% had a number that was higher than 100. 14.
Oh, self-esteem, boys. You guys can do so much better.
Self-esteem. Well, hun, I got to be honest with you.
You're making yourselves less attractive.
That does. It takes so
low.
No. I'm not shooting low. I don't have a target. I'm just, it's my own self-assessment. I'd rather have a self-assessment that's on the shyer side than the more confident side. I've always been this way.
Well, that's not the shyer side. That's like the complete... You know.
Well.
Yeah, it makes me sad. Side.
Thank you. Thank you for making me feel worse.
I think he would get laid. Yes, I do. Yes. Yes.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, you guys said 1,000 women. You guys are in a lineup. Who's going to think you're attractive? You're 100 plus women are going to think each of you.
25 is huge. I don't know.
Out of 1,000, no.
I'm just, you're going still to, 25. I'm going to concentrate on what I got, not
and,
what
and,
I don't
and
got.
And again, I know Greg can get laid because you see those you see those football coaches. I mean, who's the guy from New England? Bill Belichick? Bill Belichick.
He used to be.
Look at him. And his girlfriend's like, has she even had her first period yet?
24.
She's 24?
Four. Okay. 24. So,
might be 25 now.
So, yeah. Money, power. Some women are into that.
I'm not interested in a 24-year-old. I'm not ruling it out. I'm just not saying
you say that now. Because never the plan.
Yeah.
When you're in your 40s and 50s, do you go, do you know what's going to happen? I'm going to lose everything, and I'm going to date somebody half my age.
One of the guys in the
couple
survey,
of whiskeys and an Ativan, you don't know what you're going
to
be doing.
One of the guys said, if I walked in right now, I'd get zero. But if I had a chance to shave and maybe dress up a little bit, maybe I'd get five. A lot of people had that sort of that reduce. And it's just, I don't know. It's just, I mean, I answered honestly. I mean, I kind of load it just to be kind of funny, but 10. No, 10 ballpark, something. You know,
yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I really was.
He'd get the boys drained for sure.
There's more to it than that.
Not in the beginning, there isn't.
For you.
I think for the majority
different.
Of guys.
I'm just different.
There's a certain
That's
guy.
That's Roadkill's next book, Getting the Boys Drained.
Yeah, I'm not sitting here saying it's awesome. I don't know. I'm older.
You will instantly end up with somebody that is used to calling you Mr. Crutch Bar because they used to go to school with one of your kids.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on, shall we? Anyway, they didn't do it with women, I would ask. But, I mean, you know, if I was to ask you, I don't have any answers, but I mean, how many men out of 1,000 do you think you?
The same as you guys, couple hundred.
You're wrong because do you know how many guys out there?
900.
Well,
with Laura,
900.
It's because men will fuck anything.
Oh,
can I say that?
Well, I mean,
I think
you know,
it's kind of
I
think
stop
it's
you.
Already out there,
unedited. Yeah,
but.
And that's
wait,
not
wait, wait.
Wrong because you,
if
you
a
are,
woman, if you stick me in front of 1,000 men and say, I'm willing, 1,000 men will say, okay,
yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
Like, it's so easy. Like, you can't even ask that question because it doesn't even matter looks. Because if a woman's just saying
looks
yes.
Looks does matter.
I.
But you can always, even with the suspect looks, you can always say, well, I could approach her from this angle.
I think, that's why I think no matter what woman was to stand in front and say, yep, I'm ready and willing to go right now.
You bring the lights down.
I think out of 1,000 men, 950 of them would say, yep, let's go.
What I've always said to younger guys is, don't go after the hot one. Everybody wants the hot one.
Who's?
What about the girl with the limp?
Who's coming to you?
No,
who's coming to you asking?
No,
seriously.
Just, let me, and,
who's
and
asking
said
you?
That everybody wants to be with Mrs. Popular. How about be with the girl that, like, she had a mole?
Gotta try
the
her.
Girl, the girl that has a...
Playing with a wonky eye. She's playing with a wonky eye.
That has a wooden leg. Nobody's paying attention to her. And when she does get a little attention, she's going to love it because she's not used to it.
Laura, I will say that, yes, I think you're partially right. Men will pretty much do anything, but not all men.
A lot. I'd say majority. So, okay.
I can't say it's not a majority, so I give you that.
say 950 of them, if a woman was to say, right here, right now, I'll take, I think,
yeah,
I'd say 950 would say, and it doesn't matter if it's me or any female.
I'm not, I wouldn't disagree
well,
with
I've
any female.
I've seen the average, the general population, and I will certainly say not any female.
Yeah. Gen pop.
Just we, like yeah, women okay. wouldn't right. say yeah. any male.
Right.
Okay.
So,
I right. think well, you're anyways. More likely with a, you're more likely
some,
to get a male.
Some women, no matter what angle you approach them.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Oh. I call those Greg a three-bagger.
But my answer of 25.
I'm sad about
around
that.
One to 25. That, I'm not saying that so you'll say more. That I don't want you to think that I'm looking for that kind of attention. I'm not. I'm good. I just, I'm a realist.
Oh, he's going to be good.
I'm realist. And I'm a, I think I'm a good dude. I think, I hope I'm a good dude. You know, I'd be, I'm fun, you know, whatever. But anyway.
When so. It happens, they'll be riding him like a teeter-totter.
Yeah. No.
I think Roadkill's right. Think
okay.
Belichick.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate the support. Very, very kind of you. How he ended up from my mom's obituary to guys will F anything, I don't know. But that is the
she's,
magic of
she's going
to
put
this,
that in her obit.
Show. Yeah. So, all right.
At well, the anyway. End, it says, I bet you guys would bang anything. Laura J. Boyce.
I didn't want to say 1,000 with you. I didn't want to say 1,000.
No, because there'll be some men that'll be like, nope, I just don't want the girl that's ready to go. But most men, if you say, I feel like it's just easier for women. All we have to do
well,
is just
you're
say.
You're the gatekeeper. So that's why men, if given the opportunity, will take it. Because women are in charge.
Yeah,
you're
it
always
makes me,
in charge.
It makes me feel bad. If a woman wants sex, she can just go get sex.
Yeah.
A man, if you want sex, some people have to pay for it.
Well,
you can't just go and...
Kelly, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think she was personally
attacking you. That was not wrong about you.
It's really, it's very strange to me.
With Kelly, it's always, everything's a transactional. It's like DraftKings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think you're very attractive, Laura, and I think even if you do pass, some men out there will say, she's warm for a couple more hours.
Pass away, I think he meant.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, boy, I'll tell you, we're dishing out the compliments.
Got myself a gurney girl.
We will be back tomorrow.
That's how I'll end my obit.
We will see you tomorrow.
Don't make me a gurney girl.
Bye.